Virus continues its march around the world. The numbers are sobering. More than 292,000 people are dead, while over 4.2 million people globally have been infected. The United States continues to be the country hardest hit, with Johns Hopkins University reporting the death toll is topping 82,000. The United Kingdom has begun easing lockdown restrictions as of Wednesday. Some who can't work from home were cautiously allowed to return to work. The government is loosening restrictions gradually out of fear it could trigger a second peak of infections. Prime Minister Boris Johnson, answering questions in Parliament, warned the country will not be reckless as it looks to reopen further. He added the process is a supremely difficult balancing act between public health and the economy. In Mexico, the General Health Council says construction, mining, and automobile manufacturing industries are now considered essential and may resume operations. The move came ahead of President Andrés Manuel López Obrador's expected announcement Wednesday of his plan for gradually resuming economic activity in the country. The U.S. is urging the Afghan government and the Taliban insurgency to come together a day after deadly attacks in the country left at least 56 people dead. The Islamic State terrorist group claimed its local affiliate carried out a suicide bombing of a funeral for a police commander in eastern Nangarhar province. But no armed group took credit for Tuesday's bomb and gun assault on a maternity hospital in the Afghan capital, Kabul. Mothers, babies, and nurses were left dead in the massacre. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and more of the country's leaders Wednesday. During the quick trip to Israel, Secretary Pompeo and Prime Minister Netanyahu discussed plans to annex parts of the occupied West Bank in Jerusalem Wednesday as Israeli troops fatally shot a Palestinian teenager after clashes erupted in southern West Bank. The two leaders did not mention Wednesday's violence, a continuation of clashes from the previous day that claimed the life of an Israeli soldier. Pompeo also met with Netanyahu's new coalition partner, Benny Gantz, and the new government's incoming foreign minister, Gabi Ashkenazi, as the U.S. Chief of Mission Residence in Jerusalem, at the U.S. Chief of Mission Residence in Jerusalem, rather, before departing to the airport. President Donald Trump's former 2016 campaign chairman, who was serving time for tax and bank fraud, was released from prison Wednesday.